Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and use it to your advantage because we built it just for you. That's a 14-and-a-half-year-old website, folks, but we've updated it many times since then, of course. And we keep improving it all the time. We just added video in the last few weeks, and there's a brand spanking new one up there right now. And don't forget to take the poll question around the homepage. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog. All the other things, including the body of work that Barbara Burke has given us over the years. She has her very own suite right there on our website, B-U-R-K-E. Type that into the search engine. You can go back and hear the things that she's taught us since she's joined our Brain Trust in the last couple of years. Barbara's the author of The Napkin, The Melon, and The Monkey. Barbara, when I see that title, I love your book, but when I see that title, I think about how somebody described the office of the future. You know about that?
No.
It's going to have a computer, a man, and a dog.
You know what? That's actually my office.
Well, this is
except
well, the thing
man
is, though,
part.
The man's there to feed the dog, and the dog's there to keep the man from touching the computer. That's the office of the future. So when I see the napkin, the melon, and the monkey, I'm thinking, okay, what does that mean? Barbara, we're talking about toxic talk, and as you give us your website, tell us how to find you. I know that you're doing a webinar coming up on this topic, on the topic of getting, you know, the ugly stuff, the toxins, out of your organization, and getting the fiefdoms, ridding yourself of fiefdoms and silos, getting people to drop their shields. As you do that, tell us about this, how folks can listen to your webinar.
They can go to my website, BarbaraBurke.com, BarbaraBurke, and you'll find it right on the front page.
Okay, can they just join in? I mean, so they need to sign up or anything? Or
Yep.
When is it, by the way?
It's on March 16th, which is a Friday, and it's at 1 p.m. What we like to do is to gather
Central.
Your employees. Yep, no, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern, okay, all right.
Yep. So typically we get employees all in one place. And it's really more for leaders than it is for actual employees. But
right.
It really has. It's one of my most popular webinars, and I think that really tells you something in
right.
terms of how important a topic it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you asked before about some things that an employer could do.
Right.
One thing that would be a good starting point is to just begin to notice how people speak about customers. And that when you're noticing perhaps maybe a customer leaves the building and you have employees that are talking about them in a negative way, calling them dumb, calling them bad, whatever it is.
I've seen that. I've been in businesses where customers were, even good customers, even people who were nice were ridiculed. When they left.
Exactly. And so what I would do is I would just observe how often that happens. And if you see that it does happen, then have a meeting with your people and say, you know what, there is no such thing as a bad customer. Our customers pay our salary. They are all highly valued. And what we want to do is not have a conversation about them that's negative and disrespectful.
Right, right.
And as much as you think that nobody can feel that your customers don't know that because they're not within earshot, it actually comes out in your behavior. And you might think you're hiding it, but that's an attitude situation. So
you know, when I started working for the public, first time I started selling on commission, I was in college, working my way through college, selling furniture on commission. And I'd meet people who were jerks, people really, mm-hmm. really nasty people. And I'd tell myself, well, as I go into my career, I don't want to deal with people like that. I'm going to stay away from people like that. And then I started thinking about it, and I said, wait a minute. I won't be able to make a living if I only deal with nice people. I did. I said that. And I'm this 20-year-old kid, you know, and I said that, and I said, wait a minute. I'm probably 19. And I said, I'm going to have to learn how to deal with these jerks. And here's what I learned, Barbara. I learned how to do that. I learned how to make them happy, the difficult ones. And what I learned was, even once you get those people on your side, you can't run them off. They're the most loyal people around.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I just said, I would make them projects. I'd make a project out of them. And when somebody would say, how can you do business with him? And I say, let me tell you something. His money spends just fine, and you just try to take him away from me. You won't be able to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think what you discovered was really a level of an emotional intelligence, you know, really realizing that we're all in the same boat. We all want the same things. And if you can just look at someone as somebody who, for whatever reason, is not looking at life as or the glass is half full instead of half empty, doesn't mean they're a bad person. They're just looking at the world in a different way. Mm-hmm. So if you can kind of connect.
Well, they're not looking at it from a reality standpoint, because the customer is the nucleus of everything in business. The customer and their expectations are the nucleus of everything. They're the headwater. They're the seed of everything that happens in the marketplace.
Yep, absolutely.
Give us that website again. BarbaraBurke.com?
Yep, it is.
Webinar on the 16th, right?
Webinar on the 16th. Also, I have something called Monday Ahas that you can subscribe to, and it's all about leadership and living core values in a leadership setting, and it's mostly about customer service.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate it. Barbara Burke, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Stevie Ray Vaughan to take us out. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.